Okay, this is Jason.
This is Patrick.
This is Joaquin.
Malik.
This is Tavia.
This is Jack.
All right, and we're talking about the global issue of poverty.
And SDG number one.
Okay, so who wants to start?
Some base information. The UN defines extreme poverty as living under $1.25 a day. $1.25 a day is a base, but that changes based, like, poverty itself can change based country and country based on its economy. Right now, over half the world lives on less than $2.50 a day, and 1 billion people live in extreme poverty.
Okay.
Wow. Astonishing.
How do you guys feel about that?
It's kind of surprising, really. Kind of hard to believe, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that, you know, people living on dollars and $2 for their life and stuff.
How about SDG goal 1.2, I think, is to live on, no, not to live on, is to eliminate by 2030, by half, all poverty in country defined by national guidelines. So whatever it is in the country is half of that, like from what it is right now, cut that in half by 2030. Do you guys agree with that goal, or do you think it should be lower?
I think it's possible if we really kind of focus on it more than anything else. I guess it's just kind of hard to focus on something that is such a huge problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when there's so many other things that are being focused on as well.
Plus, the UN has to deal with the other SDGs. I think this one's the most important one due to, like, that almost 1 billion children worldwide are living in poverty, and, like, 20,000 of them die each year, or, like, each day, actually. And, like, to think about those numbers, like, we're losing that many people each day, and, like, we're waiting till 2030 to do something about it. I just think that's ridiculous.
We should do something now instead of waiting, like, you know, 12 years or whatever.
I mean, they are doing something now.
Yeah,
it's not enough people doing stuff.
Yeah,
more people.
One of the other issues can be of sustainable of it is that many people are, like, giving people money. Yes, that helps in short term, but it's not sustainable. Throwing money at a problem does not solve it immediately. Creating jobs, creating an economy, creating...
Yeah, you create a foundation.
Yeah, no structure.
Well, on the topic of it, like, right now there's 33% of people in Africa right now are suffering from poverty and just not being able to afford the things that they need in their everyday life. And, like, people talk about poverty in other countries and everything, but what people don't realize is it's in your own community. And right now the poverty rate in Wisconsin even is just ridiculous. It's 17.9%. And just to go even further on that, it even just goes by race in Wisconsin. For child poverty rates, 49%. For African-American children, there's 35% of Hispanic children are affected by poverty, and somehow only 11% of the affected are Caucasian or white children. Like, people are always talking about how they want to help somewhere far off, like Africa or Asia or somewhere else, but they don't realize that it's also a problem in their own community.
Yeah, we gotta start with ourselves first, you know.
That's true.
Then we can derive to other, like, countries.
Yeah. Once we're stable here, we can spread stability around.
Yeah.
Like, and we'll figure out what works, what doesn't work. We're not going to repeat our mistakes twice.
Like, America is a leading factor into trying to help to this. And if we can't even, like, take care of ourselves, how can we take care of other people?
You have anything to say?
I got some facts. So... 20% of people that live in Latin America lives in chronic poverty, so I found that kind of shocking to me, because that's sad, whatever, that they grew up living in poverty. So They didn't just start. They've been going through it. It's okay. Heartbreaking. Yeah.
Cool. Is there any other facts?
Some more facts.
Okay, well, I got a question. So, if you had a voice or impact in the UN, what would you do to help the process of ending poverty?
Kind of.
Like right now.
I would probably give, like, an example of someone, like, just a single person living in poverty right now.
I mean, you got to bring the attention somehow.
Yeah.
So, like, make it somehow worldwide. Maybe the media, just, like, the TV. Not only just talking about it, but actually.
So you want to spread, like, the awareness of poverty?
Mm-hmm.
That's a major problem. That's a major problem between, like, everybody. We don't really realize how far poverty has, like, become a major issue in the world. And, like, I just feel like we really neglect all the issues and problems when millions are dying each day due to this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've been doing a couple of things on researching how people are affected and how many. Like, I went into how many people in Wisconsin and just around our vicinity in the U.S., but just around the world, with the population that the world has right now, 12.8% of that is affected by poverty currently. And that's a lot of people. That's 902 million. It's just baffling how many people are affected by this when there's so much wealth in other countries that people are just living like kings and leaving people beneath them in the dirt.
And, like, what we also need to work on is, like, you guys all agree that saying that a poverty in the U.S., living $1.25 in the U.S. would not, like, yeah, that's extreme poverty, but, like, extreme poverty in the U.S. could be, like, a higher rate than living in
Africa.
Like, extreme poverty, do you feel like extreme poverty should be defined by each nation?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely, because
yeah.
we could say, like, in Nigeria or, like, the Democratic of Congo, like,
right.
Their poverty could be defined as, like 50 cents a day. All over here, we're, like, $2, you know?
Yeah.
Because we are a more, like, developed country, and while they're still developing, they need help, you know. We can't define ourselves as extreme poverty when they almost have nothing to help themselves, you know.
Yeah.
And then the any other opinions?
Yeah, about, like, in Asia, is so larger families tend to have to live more in poor rural households, and they also have less education and higher unemployment. And they also lack basic supplies such as safe water and then sanitation and electricity. So the families that are bigger are actually the ones that tend to have more poverty.
More poverty.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's just looking at this now, with looking at other SDGs like SDG number 7, affordable and clean energy, I know that the planet needs to be cleaned up and it needs to be more sustainable, but the more we focus on reducing poverty rates leads to more people going to school, more people becoming great minds, and then those great minds figuring out how we can accomplish the other SDGs.
With that, do you guys think that having no poverty is the most important SDG?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
You guys agree with that?
I'd just like to point out, even though it's SDG 1, that does not mean that that's how they're viewing it. This is not in any particular order. This is just in the order that they're numbered.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just what was discovered to be the biggest issue first,
mm-hmm.
and then others came along with it. It was never organized to make sure that
it's one,
two, one is
three,
above
three,
the others.
No.
Even though they're not in order, like, they're still trying to do all of them at the same time.
And that almost kind of causes a bigger issue, because if you're focusing on everything at once, it kind of just takes away from another when
it's
something,
like, not
big happens that's
balanced.
A part of it.
Yeah.
So do you guys think that the 2030 goals should apply for the no poverty SDG as well?
Yeah.
Or do you think it should be earlier, or it should be, like, be more, like, pay attention to, or, like, have more effect
it
than others?
It should almost be a little bit earlier, like 2025, because we could develop more focus on
any other, yeah,
the bigger issues.
I feel like if we had
to worry about.
Yeah, I feel like if we had the like no poverty issue, like we could like have kids and the education they need. We could like there could be a kid out there who could like find a cure for cancer, but no, we're over here still worrying about if this one kid can like can have anything to eat or if he can or if he will die by malnourishment like the next day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're focusing on the smaller picture of the biggest picture of our world.
Yeah.
And one of the causes of this is that jobs are becoming less and less of just manual labor and becoming more and more of at least in the
kind
US.
Of technical.
Like, you need some type of education or training. Does anyone else agree with this?
Yeah, it's the world's becoming way more modernized, and you need to be able to keep up with the stream of knowledge and everything else that's been kind of blowing through the U.S. as an epidemic itself. The change from manual labor to mental work. You're focusing on how many equations need this many for whatever, and like it just has changed a lot. It's going from having to go and lift 500 pounds and move it 10 feet, but you could also be doing complex equations on how to cure cancer and what chemicals do what and does it make it better or worse. It's like that's what I was saying earlier. We're focusing on so much other stuff that we're not focusing on poverty and gaining stability in those rates and giving them the opportunity to go to school and learn how they can help the world.
Yeah, to add to that, I think the UN is almost selfish when it comes to, like, giving away money or helping
yeah.
the bigger cause because, like, in the UN target goals for the GNI, almost all of the countries did not reach the 7%. Goal, and that just shows that as Earth, as a world, we do not mm-hmm. care for other people. You know, we're just like
selfish
yeah.
ourselves.
And of course, like there is exceptions to why countries didn't meet these goals. Of course,
because they could have been plagued with some issue,
natural disasters and mm-hmm. so such.
You guys have anything to add to that?
Okay, I have one final question for you guys. How much do you think education, like, relate? How much do you think of an education is needed to help with, like, solving this? Do you think that, like, a high school is enough now to get a job?
I think enough to understand what's actually happening.
Yeah, it's enough to understand the situations.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough to really make a change. You have to be able to have the knowledge and ability to really focus on the issues.
Having the knowledge to the point where they're still interested in it. Because, like, a lot of students, they usually, like, get, like, harder stuff and just get, like frustrated with it.
Yeah, they just kind of get it done to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you just have the education to the point where they're still interested in it and actually care about what they're doing.
Well, like, I'm more talking about education of, like, a job requirements now.
For job requirements?
Like a four-year college.
Like, you need do you think that a four-year college now is something that, like, is going to be in the next 5-10 years going to be something that you almost unanimously need to get a full-time job?
Well, look at it now. Like, even still, you need to go to college for 6 or 8 years to become a doctor. You need to focus on the priorities, and education has really become more of a bigger focus.
About in developing nations of sending a kid to school that could be something that's either that or like you get electricity.
Sending the kid to work or
yeah, do you send your kid to work or do you send your kid to school on the benefit that they'll be able to make more money in the long run?
Yeah. Just kind of focusing on what you can do for them that'll help more so in the future than it would right now. Because you could send them and have them focus on working for however much an hour when you could be focusing on how much they can make in the long run. They can make $10 an hour now, or they can make $35 an hour if they went to school for a year.
Okay. You guys have anything else to add?
No.
All right, so this was our second podcast about poverty. And, yeah.
We'll be back with the next topic.
Thanks for tuning in.